minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. The whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. It is a Top Text Tuesday, so I need your best text today. I need listen, we've got so far so good. Dixon has not hit us up with anything amazing just yet. B-Rad has one. Pillow Fight Dan has one. And, of course, let's see, Weld County Swami has one, and B-Rad at this point. So, it could be an interesting race for this. We got the signed Floyd Little jersey, by the way. The franchise, one of the most important figures in all of Broncos history. It's a beautiful frame. Fresh Coat Painters of South Platte got us the hookup, bought it, made it look great, got it from No Limit Collectibles. And I'm telling you, that's a two-for-one right there. Fresh Coat hooking it up, making sure this jersey gets in somebody's hands. We've been decorating man caves and offices for about a year now with this Top Text Tuesday. So if you want to get involved, text KFKA to 970-478-1301. We'll talk about Rev Chiropractic. I went in there yesterday. And I've had some back issues, just my upper back. Last year, I finally decided it was time to get in, or about 6 months ago. And I love this place because, I've been to the places that just crack you. And it's a relief for about 30 minutes, for me personally. Maybe not for you, but for me personally. What I found with Rev Chiropractic is they're working. And you don't even feel a lot of it, what they're doing. I mean, they're working on the spine. They have these little tools that they just kind of pop. And with me, I love it. And you're thinking, man, I don't walk out of here feeling instant relief. So is it working? And 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks go by, and I'm thinking, all right, there's not a lot of pain up there anymore. I'm carrying myself differently. A couple more weeks go by. I'm able to lift a little bit more. I'm able to do a little bit more athletically, physically than I used to. And that's because of Rev Chiropractic. So I went a lot when I first started, just to get right. And now I'm in the maintenance stage where I go, once a week. And I couldn't be happier. Thanks to Rev Chiropractic, formerly the Chiropractic Standard. So if you're looking them up and you find that, well, they're now Rev Chiropractic. Tell them we sent you from the whole show. Powered by PDC Energy. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. What's more likely this football season? UNC Bears football making it to the FCS playoffs. The Colorado State Rams winning the Mountain West Championship. The Colorado Buffaloes winning the Pac-12 Championship. Or the Denver Broncos making the playoffs. A couple of comments on that one in the text line. Marvin says, Colorado State, but the Broncos are going to surprise a lot of people. I think the Broncos are either going to barely get in the playoffs or barely miss the playoffs. I'm going with the latter. I hope I'm wrong. Marcus says Buffs, no question. Leonard just says all Colorado football. So you just like Colorado football. All right. That works. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. Ooh, some guy's going after you, Angel. Should be the UNC Bears, should UNC Bears win a game? Will they win a game?
Yes, of course.
Yes. Do I even want to read this one? I'm going to, because this isn't my opinion, but it's from Blue and Gold. Must be a Rams fan. Blue and Gold, where's the blue coming from? I don't know. Will Ed McCaffrey show up for a game as head coach or sell his mustard at King Supers on Saturday?
I didn't know he had a mustard brand.
I didn't know he did either. Kind of want to
stop by and get some.
Kind of want to try that. Oh, boy. This one just says none. None of that's happening.
All right, Debbie Downer.
Yeah, come on.
It's football season. We need to get hyped.
You got to get hyped. You got to get pumped up. All right, here, this one. Oh, I can't even read your name. CSU winning the Mountain West Conference in football is about the last thing I'd expect. Broncos making the playoffs standing a bit of a higher chance. I couldn't care less about the other two. Yeah. But you couldn't care less, or you could care less? So you couldn't care less. So you're at the proper amount of not caring.
I've always been confused on that saying.
Yeah, you got to say, I could care less. No, wait, I could. Is it I couldn't care less? What is it?
I could not care less.
So you're at the least amount of caring that you could possibly do.
Yeah.
It's always a funny saying, isn't it? The realist fan. CSU wins the Mountain West Conference. Good odds. Strong team in a weak conference. Good odds? I don't know that I'm going to go good odds. They were picked in the Mountain West Mountain fourth in their side of the conference. CU wins the Pac-12. Decent odds. Nearly did a year ago. You can't do that. You can't base it off of that. You just can't. I mean, and again, I'm a game-for-game guy, so if you were to tell me 4-1, and I watched all those games. And trust me, Jarek Broussard, he's a monster. That running back. But and Nate Landman wasn't there, but he's going to be there. They should have a really good, decent defense anyway. But let's face it, of the Pac-12 teams, they didn't play the upper echelon of those teams. Broncos make the playoffs. Poor odds, but anything can happen. UNC makes the FCS play. This is this guy's list. Not a chance. One in a million. Maybe not win a game. There's no belief there at all.
A lot of doubt right now.
Oh, there's so much doubt. And again, it's to be expected. It's a brand new coach. Even okay, take Ed McCaffrey's name out of the mix. We'd be saying the same thing. We'd feel comfortable about it.
My argument is that since we've had this postponement and they haven't been able to actually play a game yet, Coach McCaffrey's had all of that time to get his assistants in, to get his schemes in, to get his culture.
But the only thing I'll say to that, and I agree with that, but his offensive coordinator, Dave Baldwin, he had until like right before spring ball. Suddenly something happened. And Baldwin was like his mentor in college, right? Was his receivers coach at Stanford. Pulled Baldwin out of retirement, essentially, and then Baldwin comes here and didn't get to coordinate one game. So I'm curious to see how that one works. Señor Cerveza texts in and says, CSU or Broncos? I think CSU is a big sleeper team this year, and the Broncos, well, we all know the story there. Okay, so let me ask you this. Is there pressure on Ed McCaffrey? You're excited about this. You go to UNC. You've covered the team at the school a little bit, right?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Is there pressure on him to win a game?
I would say probably just a little bit because it's different that it's his first time coaching with this school. UNC hasn't really been that great at football recently. So I don't think there's as much pressure, but I think the community and the school wants to see him be successful.
So there's pressure even in this year one?
Sure.
To be, I mean, what's the number? What would be acceptable? Because I'll admit, yes, everywhere I go, people are like, oh, Ed McCaffrey, oh my gosh. You know, when we're the voice of the Bears, now it's, oh, Ed McCaffrey. Are you best friends with him? I'm like, yeah, kind of. We've talked to him on the show twice. We're not best friends, though, you know. Not yet, anyway.
Is that a plug to get him on the show again?
We'll get there. Well, yeah, we'll get him on the show, and then we'll invite him out, hang out with him, you know, just a couple of dudes hanging out. What would be an acceptable number? Where you'd go, all right, he lived up to expectations year one.
2-3 games over 500.
Which would be, I mean, so Ernest Collins Jr., in his time, he had two seasons. Now he coached 9 years. And let's face it, it's easy to compare to because I loved Ernest as a man. He was a great guy. Just for whatever reason, didn't click at UNC. And he only had two seasons, and they were back-to-back where they won. They had over 500 years. So you're going winning season.
Yeah.
Your expectations are winning season.
I've been following this for a while since the announcement was made. Got Dylan in here. He's got a lot of good transfers in here that I think bring that experience. And a lot of good freshmen, too.
Well, that RJ Potts, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I keep hearing more and more about him.
So, yeah, they had their media days this past week.
Yeah, yeah. And that's who they brought, right, was Dylan and RJ. So, which we're going to get some info on that, too, from the FCS Nation guys hopefully next week. Texter here, unless Hot Toddy comes out looking way better, CSU is not winning the Mountain West. Todd Senteo, slated as the starting quarterback for the Rams. This UNC team is going to win some games just by the pure fact Dylan McCaffrey. That dude is an FBS caliber player. Yeah, even though he didn't make it with Michigan, that doesn't mean his game can't translate elsewhere. It doesn't mean, you know, just a change of scenery can't help this guy out. So, I mean, I'm optimistic. Are you optimistic about, I mean, there's some crazy fans out there that, like, the Bears have a shot against the Buffs. You're not that crazy, right?
I almost said I was.
You want to get in on that. You want to go crazy on this.
I want that week one upset in Folsom Field. Let's do it.
Angel. Oh, we got to put a little friendly bet on this.
Yeah, I mean, my stepbrother went to see you, so like, there's a little bit of a rivalry there.
Your stepmom, stepbrother, you guys are good, right? You're friends?
Yeah.
Okay,
because
a couple of sports takes here that you've been saying, hey, stepmom's this way, stepbrother's a fan of this team. But it's good sports rivalry, huh?
Yeah, it's all good.
It's all good fun. I'll give you, what's the spread going to be on that?
It'll probably be like 17 or 20.
That's what I was thinking, 20. You think more than that? Michael's shaking his head. It's not going to be more than 20. I mean, how many spreads do you see over 28? Unless it's like Alabama.
Yeah, I was going to say, Bama has a lot of big spreads there. So.
Bama has a lot of those spreads. Do you ever do you ever touch those spreads? I never touch those spreads.
I have never once bet on sports.
Really?
Never.
Oh, me neither.
it's a dangerous game.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to get into it.
No, it's good for you. Good for you. Don't do it. This segment brought to you by DraftKings. let's see here. Oh, Ed gets a hull pass this year. So he gets a hall pass.
I like that.
Free reign, whatever. Doesn't matter. I'll tell you what. Let's take a break here. I've got to text in because I got to get our guy Zach on. He can be on with me. But we got to go. 15 minutes after the hour. So you're saying Ed gets a hall pass. That's what Eastside Chris is saying. You're expecting, I mean, if they are two games over 500, they're flirting with a playoff berth, aren't they?
I just want some good games, man.
We'll see what happens. Me too. I'm ready for good games all the way around. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy.
You're listening to The Hall Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley. And you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
20 minutes after the hour, welcome back to the show. It's The Hull Show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. Joining me on that First Advantage hotline, Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos, our Broncos insider here throughout the course of the season. Zach, sorry about yesterday. You are a hard man to track down because it is crazy time now when it comes to all things Broncos.
It is. Welcome to the unofficial start of training camp, Brady. We had the media barbecue today, which meant not only did I get some tasty food, but we talked to Joe Ellis, we talked to George Payton, we talked to Vic Fangio, we talked to Von Miller and Cortland Sutton. This is really when training camp kicks off. So football season is underway, Brady.
I've been following your Twitter. And again, folks, you need to follow Zach on Twitter, at ZAC Stevens, DNVR. And again, the first tweet up here, Von Miller saying a couple of things. I want to get into Von's talk, saying we're going to win a lot of games. We think we're going to be a really good football team this year. Talk to us and elaborate a little bit on that conversation.
Well, Von Miller is always Mr. Confident. When it comes to the quarterbacks, he's always confident in the quarterbacks, always confident in Joe Flacco and Case Keenum and Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater. But today there was a little different tone with Von. He was still confident in the quarterbacks. He was still confident and this team winning a lot of games. In fact, he said this team will make the playoffs this year. He said they're too talented not to. So when Von's look at the team was the same, his outlook from himself was very different. Last year, he said he put the weight of the world on him. He wanted to have, you know, so many sacks. He wanted to show that he wasn't the exact guy that he was the year before. He was doing two workouts a day, every day in the off season. And this year, he said he's at peace, Brady. And I really believe it. From the way he was talking, he says, you know, I want to have a great season this year. I want to be a Denver Bronco for life. But if those things, you know, I'm at peace with whatever happens. I want to play 5 to 7 more years, but I'm at peace if I only play a couple of more years or if I play more than that. It was a very different approach from Von Miller than we've seen.
Do you think when you talk about Von and, of course, the injury last year and just flat out growing up in the league, do you think that's some of it? That's just so many things now has happened. It doesn't seem like that long ago that he was a rookie. But do you think that's part of it? He's seen it all. And then, of course, last year being out maybe just has him not setting up expectations, because sometimes nobody cares what your expectations are. If an injury takes hold, there you go.
Right. Well, and he knows he worked his tail off all of last season. He's working his tail off again this year. But, I mean, there was a huge focus on it last year. And then, you know, 5 days before the season began, something out of his control, just a really bizarre ankle injury happened and took it away from him. And that just really weighed on him. And so this year he took an approach of, look, there are some things that I can't control. And the year before, Bradley Chubb got hurt, so that hurt Von on the opposite side getting to the pass rusher. So I think you're absolutely right, Brady, just realizing there's a lot that he can control, but there's even more that he can't.
We just haven't seen really this Von Miller, Bradley Chubb thing take hold. Yeah, we got to see him in the rookie year there, but you know, it was rookie year. What can we expect with this group? Like you said, Von's kind of in this different mode right now. He's at peace, but I am I'm knocking on wood in here. I'm very optimistic. I'm very excited to see what these two can do fully healthy going into the season, assuming they stay that way.
My expectations are sky high for both of them. I think they need to be at around 30 combined sacks, which is 15 a person, which is so difficult to do. But then you look at recent history, and yes, you did have an injury to Bradley Chubb 2 years ago, and you had an injury to Von Miller last year. But even when those guys were healthy, the production in terms of sacks hasn't been there. So while my expectations are extremely high, I don't think they're realistic expectations. I think, and it's really unfortunate that we've got to this point where people are happy with double-digit sacks from Bradley Chubb and Von Miller. They've got to be close to 15 sacks each for this to be success, because not only that, Brady, but you brought in Vic Fangio to lead this team, to lead the defense, to be great. One of the things that Vic said when he took this job was just how good Bradley Chubb is in this defense. And he made the Pro Bowl last year, but 7.5, 8 sacks is not good enough for being a top 5 pick. We need to see big years from both of them.
Yeah, no question about it. We're talking to Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos, our Broncos insider. All right, I asked about the Von thing because that was the first thing on your Twitter feed, but we know what's really going on here. We know it's all about this quarterback competition, and Zach, it looks like it's going to come down to just Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater. Aaron Rodgers, it sounds like they're going to work something out, at least for the year.
Yeah, the Rodgers-o-meter is dead for this year, Brady. There's no hope of that. Aaron Rodgers figured it out. So now it's plan B, C, or D, just depending on, you know, how close they were to Matthew Stafford, anything about Deshaun Watson before all of the allegations came out. And, yes, now it is 50-50, Drew Lock, Teddy Bridgewater. And, Brady, one of the things that I really like that we found out today from Vic was he wants to decide this as soon as possible. That was something that I had been pounding the table for. You can't wait to make this decision. Now, Vic did say, if there's no separation, we will wait. But I just like that he's open to making a call 2 weeks into camp if they see the separation is there. Because one of the things that Peyton Manning always did was he never missed a snap unless he absolutely had to. He wasn't giving backup snaps to Brock Osweiler. He wasn't giving backup snaps to anyone in Indianapolis. And that's just how important every snap is for a quarterback. And so if you think you know who the quarterback is, don't make Drew Lock miss 50% of the reps because you still want to give a fair shot to Teddy, or vice versa. You need to make this call soon. And now, Vic did say that he probably thinks both guys will eventually get a start in the preseason. I hope it doesn't come down that late, but if it does, you hope they make a decision by before the third preseason game.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm more or less the guy that's like, I'd like to see it set in these next 2 weeks, and I know that doesn't really jive with a lot of coaches, but I like seeing the start of the preseason rock and roll early and just get a feel for who that starter is going to be, not play musical chairs, but time will tell. We know it's a quarterback competition. Zach, don't you think that if, let's just say Teddy Bridgewater is slightly above Drew, maybe a little bit above Drew, doesn't Drew still get a little bit of the benefit of the doubt because there's the thought process there that his ceiling is higher?
From George Payton, he would, but from Vic Fangio, I think he needs the safest option. And there's an option that's 51% compared to 49%. He'll take that 2% and run with it, I think, Brady. And what we found out today was Vic Fangio is going to be the one making the call. George Payton is going to be there, be in some meetings. And Vic's staff is obviously going to have part in the decision, but Vic is going to be the one that ultimately makes the call. When George told us that today, it really felt like, okay, Vic, I'm giving you everything you need. I gave you Kyle Fuller. I brought in Teddy Bridgewater to be a veteran, potentially take over if Drew Lock isn't good enough. This is your year to prove to me that you can be the head coach. So you know what? I'll let you choose the quarterback this year, too.
Now, I tell you, this race is going to get it's interesting because this is where we are. I mean, it's not Aaron Rodgers. And I know before all the negative stuff with Deshaun Watson, it's not Deshaun Watson. So here we are, like it or not, this is the quarterback battle. And I'm telling you, I think if Drew Lock, Zach, could somehow survive this, he has been in survivor mode since the offseason because he survived the strong free agency storm, the big trade thoughts that were out there with other guys like Stafford, as you mentioned. He survived the draft, and then he survived Rodgers. If he can win this competition, turn it around, have a positive season, this is going to be like one of the craziest 6-8 month stretches that we've seen as far as a guy that's just all the pressure in the world, but finds a way to come out on top.
Yeah, it really would be. Now, I don't want to call Drew a cockroach, but some people may say, you know, that's the thing that just keeps living. And on top of everything last year, I mean, just really, really struggling, he survived that too. So it would be impressive. And Brady, I do agree with you. I agree with what you said that Drew, if it's close, he's the best option for the Broncos. For the Broncos, for the organization, for the long term, because his ceiling's higher, because if he's just as good as Teddy Bridgewater right now in preseason, then he should probably end up being better than Teddy with more time under his belt. So there's no question that without Aaron Rodgers, without Deshaun Watson, without Justin Fields, Drew Lock is the best option for the Broncos if he's just as good as Teddy.
Zach, I know you got to roll pretty soon, and we want to get more of your thoughts next week as we actually get some camp under our belt. But two more questions for you. Just, again, on the Rodgers thing. Okay, we're talking about putting this thing, putting a pin in it for now, but is there still that strong possibility that Rodgers is a Bronco next season?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you see Aaron Rodgers posting Last Dance stuff. Mm-hmm. It is very clear that he wants to be out of Green Bay after this year. Now, maybe they can pull off a miracle and convince him to stay, but it really does seem like there's one more year from Aaron Rodgers. And we've heard that he wants to play into his 40s, so one more year in Green Bay. And this is actually not the worst scenario for the Broncos. Let's say Drew comes out and plays, shocks the world and plays near an MVP level. Well, then you're not going to go get Aaron Rodgers. If he doesn't, well, then you can give up less to get Aaron Rodgers because it'll be very well known that he's on his way out and he'll be a year older.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see what kind of season Drew Lock would need for the Broncos to say, you know what, we're not going elsewhere. I mean, it's going to have to, like you said, it's going to have to be a special type season. Zach,
yeah.
Last one, anything else stick out to you in particular? I know the ownership discussions were going on, too, with Joe Ellis. But what else kind of stood out with you?
Yeah, the ownership stuff is the biggest thing. The Broncos are not for sale right now, being the key point there, although Joe Ellis didn't say those words. But it's very clear, and Joe Ellis did say that there will be a new owner in 1 year from now, by 1 year from now. He wants this thing to go quick, and it's not going to happen during the season. So we can put it on the back burner after this conversation. But right after the season's over, he said he wants everyone to know what the timeline will be, and he may even want a new owner in place next spring. And the two options are either giving the team to Brittany Bolin, but there's a lot of things that have to go in her favor in order for that to happen. Joe has made that very clear today. Or the team will be sold. In my opinion, from everything I've heard, especially from the tone of Joe Ellis today, it's probably going to be a sale, but the team won't be officially put for sale until after this year.
Yeah, man, I got a lot more for you, Zach, but I know you got to roll. We'll catch up with you next Monday. We'll get a few days of camp under our belt, and we'll get your thoughts from there.
Let's do it, Brady. I can't wait.
All right, my man, me neither. Let's go. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos, our Broncos insider there. Great, great stuff from him. 32 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, well, I'll finish up our poll question chat there as well. Interesting news out of the Olympics today. Didn't get to that yet. It's been a crazy day already. It's football season. It's upon us. Camp's tomorrow for Denver. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash coming up.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. If you want to get involved in the program, text KFKA to that number. And, all right, Dixon says, Brady, I'm going with the Broncos making the playoffs. But then again, I also thought Joe Flacco was in his prime when he came to the Broncos. See, that's what Dixon will do, man. He kind of just lingers around the show and then pounces. You can't let him win the Floyd Little jersey. That's a damn good text. I mean, Elway did say Joe Flacco was in his prime.
Whatever happened to Joe Flacco? Where is he?
Is he with Philly right now?
I know he was with the Jets last year.
He was with the Jets last year. Yeah, he's for the Eagles.
Remember that guy won a Super Bowl a few years ago?
It's crazy. He was a playoff
was
stud
like
for a moment. Yeah, he kind of was. And then right after, he just kind of fell off. That was a weird time in Broncos country. I mean, really, since Manning, it's been a weird time. Flacco, I always forget about, by the way. As far as the string of quarterbacks that the Broncos have had.
It was like 2-3 years. You just, whoever showed up.
Yeah, you didn't really, like, at first we tracked it. You know, it was going to be Brock Osweiler before the season, and then nope, it wasn't Brock. It was Trevor Siemian, Paxton Lynch, Case Keenum. Brock Osweiler comes back.
Chad Kelly,
yes. You had all those, and then we kind of forgot about the Joe Flacco thing. But because that was the bridge to Drew Locke. And Locke actually came in and went 4-1 and had a 64% completion percentage. And you're thinking, whoa, that's my deep thoughts from a wandering mind, by the way, Drew Locke. The ultimate survivor. I mean, really, at this point, he is, until proven otherwise. He has weathered every storm that us Broncos fans thought was going to either pretty much eliminate him as the starter, maybe eliminate him as a Bronco. All these other moves out there. If they would have drafted Justin Fields with Teddy Bridgewater on the team, wouldn't that mean bye-bye Drew Locke? Yeah, because you'd want your rookie with a vet. So that would have mean most teams carry only two quarterbacks, so bye-bye. If they would have got Aaron Rodgers, maybe Drew Locke stays as the young guy that can learn behind him. Okay, but either way, he wouldn't have been competing for that job. Deshaun Watson, Matthew Stafford. They didn't even bring in Trubisky. Trubisky wanted to go to Buffalo. Like, Trubisky's done. He's like, I don't want to. Yeah, the whole starting thing is, you know, Josh Allen, he's got it. Let's hang out behind him for a while. I mean, so they messed out. Brissett, like all those names, A's, B's, C's, little D's. Drew Locke survived it all. And then, yeah, they brought Teddy Bridgewater in, but they traded a washing machine to get him. So why wouldn't you do that? And now you have a competition, but I'm telling you, I was right about the Aaron Rodgers thing, and I'm going to be right about this. The competition is a farce. Yes, it is not even a real. This whole thing is pay no attention. You didn't see anything. It's to say that we gave Drew Locke some competition so that we can feel better about this situation going in. And Drew Locke's going to be the guy. George Payton, I'm not going to say he saw something in film from last year, but every opportunity, yes, they would have got Matthew Stafford if the price was right. Even if you believed in Drew Lock, you still would have went for Matt Stafford if the price was right. But the price wasn't right, according to George Payton and the Broncos. Why? Because there's still enough belief in Drew Lock. Because if there wasn't, you go after any quarterback. Now, Deshaun was never a possibility until now. Now he's a possibility, but that's not a realistic possibility. Denver's not going to touch that. There's still something about Drew Lock that has kept Denver from passing on all of these moves. Now, again, Rodgers wasn't a realistic possibility either. But I just still think that if Green Bay got this major offer, if somebody really was going to give up that, wouldn't Green Bay be silly not to take it, knowing that this is it? This is the year. So it is Super Bowl or bust. They are the one team that I can say it is truly Super Bowl or bust. It is the last dance. Not quite like Jordan's last dance and Pippen's, but It's the last leap. Yeah, how would you feel if you're a Packers fan? Is this a fun season for you, or is this a depressing season for you? I got to think I'm depressed.
I mean, it's the last ride with Aaron Rodgers, possibly with Devontae Adams. So,
but is that like
you enjoy it or just, yeah, that's it?
When I compared Melo to this situation earlier, when I knew Melo was, it was a foregone conclusion. He was going to be gone at some point, whether it's free agency or trade. Watching him score 30 points was tough because you're like, that's not going to be in our future anymore. Knowing that but again, we've opened the door. Now we're in a different place. Nuggets fans, it's all good. We're fine. It only took 10 years, whatever. But I had a hard time knowing, oh, this is the last time we're going to see this. But that was, in fairness, that was in the middle of the season. And you knew any chance of being a, and then they did. They ended up making the playoffs that year anyway.
I'll ask you, how does it compare to Manning's last year with the Broncos?
Knowing it was over? I think we were forced to know it was over, more so. Like,
because he had the injury.
There was so much debate around whether or not they were going to bring him back for that fourth year anyway. And everyone was wondering, oh, they're going to let him retire. They're going to make, I mean, if you listen to the Denver stations, they had it all figured out. They were basically going to say, Peyton, why don't you just walk away? We'll get Brock Osweiler going, da-da-da-da. But they worked it out. Yeah, I knew in those playoffs it was over. But it was different because nobody else was going to get him and he wasn't in his prime. So he wasn't going to go out and deliver at that level anymore. But with Rodgers, he's an MVP yesterday. You know, if the season starts tomorrow, he was the MVP yesterday. So that's tough if you're a Packers fan. You know, was Brett Favre in his prime when he did the hemming and hawing thing? Like, I want to retire. He was still good. But was he Aaron Rodgers good? Aaron Rodgers is arguably the best quarterback in the game right now at his age. So that's what's really difficult about this if I'm a Packers fan. If I'm a Packers fan, I'm wanting to see a Super Bowl. Like, that's what it's all about. But it's also like, you don't want us anymore, man. You're just going to... This is different than the Nolan Arenado thing. I mean, you're going to give us the year knowing that you're going for something big. This is worse. If I'm a fan, what Aaron Rodgers is doing to the Packers is worse than what Nolan Arenado did to the Rockies. Or vice versa, Rockies did the Arenado, whatever. I'm not going to debate that today. Because the Packers, you can tell me they didn't build around him, then how did they go to the NFC Championship?
Because of Rodgers?
Yeah, but you could put a great quarterback on a bad team and still bad things. You know, you still have to have something that works for you ultimately. The Weld County Swami. I know Vaughn was joking about playing QB, but do we consider it? He's got great speed around the edge. Let's play some mental games.
Hey, they brought in some guy off the street last year, so
didn't even play quarterback in the NFL, right? I mean, last game was that like high school that he played?
He got one pass.
Yeah, he did. Eastside Chris, is Angel in his prime? Are you in your prime? I think you're in your prime.
I'm 24.
You're on your way to your prime, maybe?
I'm getting there. I think I just got drafted here by KFKA, so...
Yeah, you're still going.
I'm still carrying the pads to practice.
You're still carrying... Dixon Brady. Oh. Whoa, settle down on the best QB thing. What did I say? Half the time I don't remember what I said.
Said Rodgers was the best as of right now.
He's the MVP. I know you're a Patrick Mahomes guy, but is Rodgers better than Brady right now? Right now. You have to. You get $1 million if you get this right. Who's you? Same exact team, Rodgers, Brady. Who is it?
I have to lean Brady just because of he's Tom Brady. Like he systematically knows the game. He knows defenses. Not to say Aaron doesn't, but
Rodgers is definitely more of a shoot from the hip guy.
Oh yeah,
Rodgers, Mahomes,
Mahomes.
Okay, Rodgers in the field. After
Rodgers.
That, okay. So Rodgers is the third best quarterback in the league right now. So that's tough. If you have a top five quarterback and he's like, hey, I got one more year here, and then see ya, I'm going to go do it for somebody else. That's a tough deal. Quickly here, the story, the Olympic story, I mean, Simone Biles, I mean, they kind of thought it was a physical injury, but sounds like a mental injury, and dropped out of the Tokyo Olympics team final. Is it true, Angel, you're more of an Olympic guy than I am, that she's judged more harshly because so many Olympians try to do what she does and they end up getting hurt. So they try to, like, tone it down a little. Is that true? I mean, or is that a rumor? Is that conjecture?
I think it's a little bit of a rumor. There are things that she can do that no other gymnast has done. Like, she has, like, three moves that are just hers. So I wonder if, you know, what kind of advantage does she have? And are the judges looking at that?
Man. All the pressure just...
It's like a bell curve.
Man, it's just crazy. ESPN says she convinced herself she was prepared for the pressure, that she was ready to carry the burden of outside expectations. They approached on Tuesday night. Something felt off to her, and the athlete, widely considered the greatest of all time in her sport, knew it. So rather than push through the doubts that crept into her head, as she's done so many times in the past, Biles decided enough was enough. She was done for now. There's going to be a lot that comes out on this, so to be sensitive of mental health, because that's what I want to do with this. I don't even want to give a chat about it, but I just got to say, man, going to the Olympics, even though you're expected, and she goes a lot, right? And then not, I mean, that's...
No, it's tough. It's the biggest stage
that's tough, man.
For that sport, and you know, so, she has a lot of pressure.
More's going to come out, she says, so we have to protect our mind and our body rather than just go out there and do what the world wants us to do. More is going to come out about this. I can't imagine the pressure. I can't imagine.
Nope.
49 minutes after the hour, we'll wrap up the show on the other side. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pro Design Countertop Specialist presents 13 Days, 13 Teams. Preps football training camp coverage begins in August. Only in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We ran out of time. I do want to discuss this Simone Biles thing, but I want to give it time—the time that it deserves to discuss, because this is a pretty big topic. I got to make this announcement quickly here. Let's go with our Top Text Tuesday winner of the day. It looks like the Floyd Little jersey is still up for grabs because Eastside Chris is getting the dub today. So congratulations, you're now in the mix for the signed Floyd Little jersey. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Wednesday. Good night, Northern Colorado.